Good day, darlings. I am Baba Koos. Would you like to hear a tale? This is the story of Small Scarlet and the Piggly Bears. Now, once upon a moon there lived two piglets plus one, all brothers, who had narrowly escaped the farm and a certain future as various prepared meat products, but that's peripheral to our story. Our tale begins in a field where, fresh from the farm and enjoying their new life of leisure, the piglets lazed all day in the warmth of the sun. Spare Rib was the smallest, and he loved to roll in the cool mud and then lay and let the sunlight bake him.
My favorite things are water and dirt. Stir them around and make a shirt of mud.
Quiet! And go take a bath. You're giving pigs a bad name.
And that is Ham Hock, the eldest brother. He was always doing grown-up things like reading and being a nincompoop. And last, there was the middle pig brother, Kevin Bacon, who snacked on sugar cake from morning till moonlight.
I love cake.
Quiet, fatty. I'm reading.
You can't read, Ham Hock.
Don't call me that. Of course, I can read. Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt and resolve itself into a sausage.
What are you reading?
This is Hamlet. The bravest, smartest pig who ever lived. He took revenge for his murdered father.
What's revenge?
Revenge is when someone you love is harmed, and you harm the person who harmed them. No take-backs!
Just then, a girl called Small Scarlet perambulated past the piggies to pay a visit to her grandmama.
Oh, hello there, you two small piggies plus one.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Small Scarlet Sauntering Cake.
Oh, wow. What a pretty name.
Oh, thank you. Aren't you precious? That's not my real name. My friends call me that because I always wear my small scarlet cape. And what's your name, sweetie? I'm sure it's just as darling as you are.
Oh, well, my name is Spellwib, but my friends call me Baby Brown Muddy Butt.
And I am called Sweet Tooth Swine.
We call you no such thing.
You're not a friend.
And who are you?
Ham Hock.
Don't call me that. I am too old for silly nicknames.
What shall I call you then?
Call me Hamlet.
You look rather warm, Hamlet.
Yes, I am too much in the sun.
Where are you riding to, Scarlet?
I'm visiting my grandmama. I'm taking her brownies and bourbon. But it is about time for a rest. I wonder if I might stay here with you a while.
Oh, certainly. Small Scarlet spent all afternoon with the piggies, throwing mud at Baby Brown, eating sweets with Sweet Tooth Swain, and listening to Hamlet's public readings.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am.
That was very good.
Oh, Sam, that's wonderful.
Don't call me Sam.
Towards evening, Small Scarlet said a sad goodbye. She had to get to her grandmama's before dark. But as she left, she remembered that a wolf had been seen in the forest, a large and lousy wolf who loved nothing better than to eat children and bacon.
What will you do if you see the wolf?
We'll give him sweet cakes and run away.
No, not my cakes. We'll push him in the mud and run away.
No, not my mud.
Well, you must protect yourself somehow. Why don't you just hide inside?
Inside where?
Don't you have a house you can hide in?
But we're pigs.
Piggies don't have houses. What are you even talking about?
No house? Well, where do you have breakfast and bedtime and home days?
Why, here in the sty, under the sky, it's where we live and where we'll die.
But I don't want you all to die.
The two piglets plus one thought very seriously for a moment.
We could build a house.
I've got it. We'll build houses.
Wonderful. Then I can visit you on my way back.
As she left, each piglet gave Small Scarlet a special gift for her trip. Sweet Tooth Swine gave her a large candy cane.
In case you get hungry.
And Hamhock...
Hamlet!
Hamlet gave her books for the journey.
Mansfield Pork, The Scarlet Heifer, The Wizard of Hogs, in case you get bored.
And Baby Brown tossed a big handful of warm, wet mud into her basket.
Have a very good evening.
Oh, thank you, Baby Brown.
And so Small Scarlet continued on her way to Grandmama's house. When she got to the forest, the large, lousy wolf stood waiting for her, dressed in sheep's clothes.
Hello, little lamb. Why are you in the forest all alone?
I'm lost. Bah.
But Small Scarlet knew something was wrong.
I don't think sheep talk, do they?
She had an idea. She pulled out Sweet Tooth Swine's candy cane to trick the wolf.
I am Little Bo Peep, and you must be one of my lost sheep.
And she began to hit the wolf over the head.
Now get out of this forest and get back to that field before the large, lousy wolf eats you alive.
But, ow, I'm not afraid. Ow, stop hitting me. I'm not afraid of the large, ow. Lousy.
And as he ducked away from the cane, his sheepskin slipped off and Scarlet saw...
the wolf!
And Small Scarlet shoved that candy cane down the wolf's throat and ran away. But the wolf did not give up. He raced away to Grandmama's house to get there first. Meanwhile, the two piglets plus one... designed their new homes.
I shall make a mansion of papier-mâché with pages from my many books.
And I'll build my house out of sugarcane sticks.
I'm making mine for mud baked in the sun.
A house of mud? Preposterousness.
It's preposterous.
I know, that's what I said.
And so they went three separate ways to build their homes. Now the large, lousy wolf had just got into Grandmama's house. The wolf had put on a red bandana to fool her into thinking he was Small Scarlet. He rapped on the door and called out in his best little girl voice.
Grandmother, grandmother, let me in.
Is that you, Small Scarlet?
Yes, Grandma. It's me. Hurry. The wolf is after me.
Grandmama was properly fooled, and she opened the door.
Oh, come in, my sweet.
Oh, thank you. I was terrified.
Oh, no, don't be. You're safe here. Now take off your hood and stay a while. That large, lousy wolf won't find you here.
Just then, the wolf ripped off his costume and growled. And Grandmama screamed.
No!
And the wolf gobbled her right up.
Gulp. Yum.
And then the large, lousy wolf put on Grandmama's bonnet, her glasses, and her dress. And he lay down in Grandmama's bed to fool Scarlet when she arrived. Soon enough, the girl came knocking at the door. The large, lousy wolf, dressed up as Grandmama, did his best to mimic her voice.
Who is it?
Grandmama, it's me, Small Scarlet.
Oh, come in, my sweet.
They had dinner and talked, but Small Scarlet knew something wasn't right. Grandmama had hardly eaten a bite. Oh, that rhymes.
Are you feeling all right, Grandmama?
What, me? Yes, dear. I've just had a very large lunch.
Scarlet was sharp as a shiv and didn't trust this excuse or that belch. She began to suspect this was not her grandmama. She thought of a test.
Oh, I'm so tired from traveling, Grandmama. Would you read me a bedtime story?
Of course.
Now, Small Scarlet knew that her grandmama could read and that the large, lousy wolf could not.
Now, what is this called?
It's called Harry Parker and the Sorcerer's Bone-In Chops. It's about a little piggy who becomes a magician.
Yes, how lovely. Once upon a time...
it doesn't say that, Grandmama. You see, it says right here, Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of Number 4, Piglet Drive.
If you're so smart, why don't you read the story yourself?
Well, but I wanted you to read to me, Grandmama. I'm so sleepy. You've got such a deep voice.
The better to soothe you with, Scarlet.
And such rough hands.
The better to brush the dead skin off your feet, my dear.
And that breath. Why, even your breath smells like Grandmama.
Just then, Grandmama called out from inside the wolf's belly.
Scarlet! Back off, it's the wolf. He'll eat you right up.
The wolf?
But as the wolf came towards her, Scarlet pulled out her secret weapon.
Eat mud, wolf.
And she threw it right down his throat. And the wolf swallowed the mud. And he wheezed. And he sneezed. And then he died. And so small Scarlet took out her machete, which she took with her everywhere, and cut open the wolf, and Grandmama spilled out.
Oh, you saved me. Saved me.
Are you all right, Grandmama?
Oh, yes, dearie, though I feel a little bit digested.
Oh, let's get you cleaned up.
So Grandmama took a nice hot bath, for it's quite messy in a wolf's stomach. And then they spent the evening eating shortcake and wolf pie. And Grandmama stitched the wolf skin to Scarlet's hood so it would be warm for winter. The next day, as Scarlet went home, she had an idea. A mean, sly trick to play upon the pigs.
With this wolfskin hood over my head, I'll visit the piglets and pretend to be the wolf.
And she did just that. She said goodbye to Grandmama and skipped down the path. Now, the first house she came to belonged to Hamlet. She crept up and knocked on the papier-mâché door. And her fist went straight through.
Quiet! I'm reading!
Scarlet poked her wolf face through the hole in the door and said in her fiercest wolf voice,
Knock, knock, knock. Oh,
who is it?
It's your old pal, Small Scarlet.
I don't believe you, wolf.
Let me in, or I'll wheeze, and I'll sneeze, and I'll recycle your house.
Not by the fuzzle on my muzzy muzz muzzle.
Scarlet wheezed, and Scarlet sneezed, and then the house fell down all by itself. And Small Scarlet stared at Hamlet, and Hamlet stared back. And she growled like a wolf.
Rawr!
And Hamlet squealed like a pig.
Rawr!
And he ran away, scattering books everywhere. Small Scarlet chuckled to herself.
That was fun. I'll try this trick on Sweet Tooth Swine.
The next house was the sugar cane house built by Sweet Tooth Swine. But Hamlet had already run to his brother to tell him that the large lousy wolf had come. The sugarcane house was in bad shape. Sweet Tooth had eaten the eaves, licked the linoleum, and suckled on the stairs.
This is what they mean by eat you out of house and home.
So when Small Scarlet arrived dressed as the wolf, the house was crumbling.
Hello?
Who's there?
Why, it's your friend, Small Scarlet.
Do you think it's the wolf?
Of course it's the wolf.
Go away, wolf.
Now you let me in or I'll wheeze and I'll sneeze and I'll eat your house for dessert.
No, not my sugar.
Hamlet shoved a sweet roll into Sweet Tooth's hole.
Will you hush?
And then Small Scarlet Wolf knocked on the door one more time. And the sugar cane casa caved in. And the two pig brothers held each other and they trembled, covered in sugar dust at the sight of the wolf. And the wolf howled.
Ow!
And the brothers squealed. And they ran away.
Scaring two is twice as fun. I'll try 2 + 1. Ooh, look, a cinnamon bun. Delish.
So Small Scarlet hopscotched down to the last house, Baby Brown's home, which he had built with bricks of mud. It stood strong and sturdy on top of a hill. The older pigs had run to Baby Brown's to hide.
What shall we do?
I'm so scared and hungry.
We'll scare the wolf white back.
How do you scare a wolf?
A large, lousy wolf.
You can't scare a wolf.
Wolves are afraid of bears. We'll pretend. We will dress as bears to scare the wolf and weep revenge.
You mean like Hamlet?
And so the three brother pigs put on bear masks. They'd cooked dinner, and they went for a walk in the woods. And that's when Small Scarlet showed up in her wolf costume. She went to the window of the big brick house and looked inside, but she saw no one there. She tried the door, and it opened. She went inside. There sat three bowls of porridge, cooling for the pigs to eat. Scarlet tasted the big bowl first.
Yuck! Bland! That puts the dish in disgusting.
And she spat it out. And then she tried the medium-sized bowl.
Ooh, too sweet.
And she spat that out too. Then she tried the tiniest one.
That's scrumptious.
She gulped the whole bowl down, and she sat with the remote control to watch TV.
Time now for the weather.
But when she sat down on the big lazy boy from Craigslist...
Too big and soft.
And a sofa from Bernie and Fields.
Too new and stiff.
And a teeny little wee chair from IKEA.
Oh, just right. Those Swedes sure know their stuff.
Oh, Scarlet was worn out from walking and playing tricks all day. She went up to the bedroom where there were two beds plus one. A waterbed.
Too swishy.
And a goose feather bed.
Too soft.
And a small bunk bed.
Just right.
And so she went to sleep. The three little pigs soon returned, dressed up as bears.
It doesn't matter if you're a pig or capital P-I-G. Just put your hooves up, baby. You were born this way.
I'm not afraid of those wolves. If I got more sharp hooves, I'm on the right track, baby. I was born a pig.
Oh, there ain't no other point. I was born to oink, baby. I was born to oink.
But as they came upon their house, they saw...
The door is open.
Do you think it's the wolf?
Of course it's the wolf.
It's not the wolf. There aren't any wolf tracks.
And with that, Baby Brown shored them up, and they slowly crept inside where they found someone had disturbed their food.
Someone's been partaking of my pottage.
Someone's been gobbling my grits.
Someone's been poking my porridge, and it's all gone.
Do you think it's the wolf?
Of course, it's the wolf.
It's not the wolf. Wolves don't even eat porridge. They eat piggies and people.
They looked in the den and saw that someone had sat in all of their chairs and watched the telly.
Someone was sitting in my lazy boy.
And my sofa, too.
Somebody nested in my nefurdle.
Do you think it's the wolf?
Of course, it's the wolf.
Oh. The wolves can't even sit down.
They heard snoring upstairs, and they quietly crept up.
Do you think it's the wolf?
Of course, it's the wolf. Listen to that snore. What a beast.
Wolves don't sleep in beds.
And so they crept closer and closer. Hamlet and Sweet Tooth were very quiet and careful, but Spare Rib continued to speak normally, completely unafraid.
You see what little eyes he has?
Will you hush?
And what a little mouth?
Quiet.
And look at the little ears.
The wolf woke up. The pigs dressed as bears stared at the wolf, and Small Scarlet, dressed as a wolf, stared back at the bears. And the wolf screamed and ran around the room. And the bears squealed and ran around the room. And as they all ran around the room, the wolf skin fell off of Small Scarlet, and the bear masks fell off the two pigs plus one. And slowly, very slowly, they stopped screaming and they stopped running.
You're not the wolf.
I told you.
And you're not bears.
Small Scarlet.
Little pigs.
And so they all recognized their friends, and they had a big, long hug.
They went downstairs for dinner, laughing. And the next day, they all made a new bunk bed, just like Baby Brown's, and a brand new Neferdle from IKEA, just like Baby Brown's. And Scarlet stayed with her friends, the two Piggly Bears plus one, forever. And that is the story of Small Scarlet and the Piggly Bears.
Thank you for listening to Small Scarlet and the Piggly Bears, written, performed, and edited by me, John J. King. You can find this and more of my work online at jrexplays.com. That's www.j-rexplays.com.